sinners slain. Oh, give him glory, all ye people, for his blood has washed away ye stains.
Then I
will praise him.
Just praise the Lord Jesus. Softly as they bow our heads. Yes, Lord.
So glad I'm yours, Lord. So glad I'm yours. So glad your mercy has followed me. So so glad I'm yours, Lord. So glad I'm yours. So glad I'm yours.
Are you glad you're his tonight?
Amen.
So glad I'm yours.
Praise the name of the Lord.
So glad your mercy has followed me. So glad you found me.
What's he done?
And you set me free. So glad I'm yours, Lord. So glad I'm yours.
Just sing it to him again.
So glad I'm yours, Lord. So glad I'm yours.
Are you glad tonight you're his?
So glad your mercy has followed me. So glad you found me. So glad your mercy has followed me. So glad you found me.
Let's hum it to Him softly. Yes, Lord. Did He speak to your heart tonight? Lord, we're in an hour of desperation. He says when we get desperate, that's when things happen. The bride is desperate, Lord, to make ourselves ready, Lord. Help us, Lord Jesus. We're so glad we're yours, Lord. We're so glad, Lord. Let's hum it one more time as I ask our brother Samuel to come up and dismiss us in prayer tonight. I just want to tell you that we love you and we thank you for your stand upon this word. How proud Papa God must be to see each and every one of you staying faithful and true with this word. He said the world knows nothing about it, but that predestinated seed does.
Amen.
Did He reassure you once again tonight you're His?
Amen.
That you're His child, you're His lamb.
Amen.
And He's with you. He's going to give you the desire of your heart, a closer walk with Him. You're going to leave tonight a different person than you come in. In this coming year, you're going to be more like Him. More consecrated to serve Him. More dedicated to have this life living in you. That all the things of the world just fall away. Truly, Lord, that's our heart's desire, Lord.
Glad for this message. I'm so glad you said it, Brother Branham.
Amen.
I'm so glad to be able to hear thus saith the Lord.
Amen.
Oh Lord, it's our absolute.
Amen.
It's the final word.
Amen.
It's a sure word of prophecy,
Amen.
Lord. Lord, to be a son of God.
Amen.
Purchased by your blood, Lord. Thank you, Lord. And then you give us a checkbook, Lord. That every promise in there is ours. And tonight, Lord, the prophet has even prayed the prayer of faith for us. That we can accept that and receive that this very night. Lord, you've dropped it in by your Holy Spirit, Lord. You give us that revelation. That regardless of the circumstance, we are heirs to every promise. Royal seed of Abraham. Thank you, Lord, for this great truth. We love you, Lord, with all of our heart tonight. We love you, Lord, and we say thank you, Lord, for everything you are. for all that you're doing for us, Lord. We just love you. Oh God, what a privilege to be here tonight, Lord. Just to be, to bask in this presence, Lord. We've invited you, Lord, and we just give you all the praise, Lord. We love you with all of our heart. Lord, as we leave this place, but never from your presence, Lord. Lord, we want to entertain you every day, every hour. We want you to be in our midst. Lord, be with us and bless this audience, Lord of people. Lord, your bride everywhere, whatever country they're in, Lord, as they hear the voice of God, oh God, may the Holy Spirit just come down and give them the comfort and the peace and the joy and the need that they have upon their heart granted unto them, Lord, because we've heard with our ears. Let them see it with their eyes, Lord. Grant it, Father. Be with each one, Lord. We love you, Lord. As we approach this new year, Lord, we look to you, the author and finisher of our faith, Lord. I was just thinking there, Lord, just as your prophet was speaking about that little fish, he said, an insignificant little fish, Lord, if you even thought about that, you even think about us, Lord. If we would be a spoonful of dust, you would speak and we would come forth in a resurrection. Lord, we're looking forward to that hour, Lord. We love you, Lord. We commit it all to you. We just give you praise. You're worthy. All in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.
So glad I'm yours, Lord. So glad I'm yours. So glad your mercy has followed me. So glad you found me and you set me free. So glad I'm yours, Lord. So glad I'm yours. So glad I'm yours, Lord. So glad I'm yours. So glad your mercy has followed me. So thank you.
presence of the Lord Jesus. He's just so sweet, so gentle. Would you just feel Him right here next to you? I feel an awe tonight. Just to be here with Him and with you at this great hour that we're living in.
Amen.
I think when that prophet said that the sages and the prophets of old wanted to live right now and to be where we're at and to know the things that we know,
Amen.
See the things that we see, God become visible for His people. Restored all things again to His bride. That spoken word bride of Jesus Christ. It's not just words that come out of our mouths. It's a reality.
Amen.
It's the truth.
Amen.
God help us in this year that we can become more like You. Become that royal seed of Abraham. Because He told us the only thing that's hindering His coming is us. Let's examine our lives. Look deep at everything and all the things that do easily beset us. Our little things that we have that we know that are not right, that we do, that we say, we act, that we're human, God knows. But He's able to take it away. And that's the desire of my heart for this coming year. It's, Lord, take everything away. Don't let it be me that stops it, Lord. Don't worry about the next person. Don't worry about them. Just worry about You. Lord, me. And then just pray for your brother and sister. You know the things you don't like about me? Neither do I. But He's more than able. He can and He will. That's what He said. That word has gone forth. The seed has been planted. It has to come to pass. It cannot fail. We can fail, but it cannot fail. And so, as we approach this new year, may the Lord bless you and be with you. Also, as we approach this coming Sunday, will be our communion again. And we know what that is. That He said that was that great showdown.
Amen.
So we want to come prepared. We want to make sure every stone's been unturned. We need nothing loose. We want to be ready. We plan on just having the one service like we did last time at 5 o'clock that we'll be here Sunday night. Hear the message and then we'll have communion. So Sunday morning, examine yourself. Stay in the Word on your knees before Him. Is Lord, let me be ready to come to that communion table, Lord. We commune with Him. Brother Branham said we commune with Him daily. He told us it's something that we have to do in commemoration of Him. But when we do that, we want to make sure everything is clear. And if we'll do that, one of these days it's going to be the last time. And then we'll go home. You believe that?
Amen.
Amen. You love Him with all your heart?
Amen.
Do you believe you're a royal seed of Abraham?
Amen.
Let's give Him a big clap and tell Him we love Him tonight. Thank you, Lord Jesus. We love You, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank You, Lord, for what You did this year and what You're going to do next year for us, Lord. Amen.
Glory. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Glory.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
thankful are you tonight? Hey, praise the Lord. Shake hands with the person next to you. Tell them, until we meet again, God be with you. I love you. I'll be praying for you. Here at the Youth Center, when we'll have hear the Word of God.
Amen.
And we'll take the communion together.
Amen.
Or I'll meet you on the other side.
Amen.
Either one's fine with me.
Amen.
I prefer the other side.
Yeah.
Amen. God bless you.
Amen. Amen.